Hello people, welcome back to another video by your good friend Chad Marco. Make sure you guys the like button, check out my other social media, and let's have a very important conversation here. So this video is called Why You Should Cut Off Toxic People, or something to that effect. And this is something that I've noticed about myself throughout the years, is that I'm very quick to cut people off sometimes. People who disrespect me, or people who I think are just better left to their own devices, if you will. And you know, what is a toxic person? You know, a toxic person is just somebody that wherever they go, they bring negativity, they bring turmoil, drama, chaos, destruction, pain, hurt, etc. You know, and oftentimes toxic people are, like, it's a term that's often used in, like, in regards to intimate relationships, but I think it can also apply to, like, friends, family, and things like that. And so why am I this way? Why am I the type of person that is very quick to cut off people when I start to begin to see that they're toxic? And I think this is something that really goes back to my childhood. You guys know I did the podcast about my step nigga or my mom's ex-husband, who is now deceased. He was a drug addict, an overall tyrant and terrible person. But I was witness to the ups and downs and turmoil of their relationship when I was a kid. And I can remember the first time I saw them have a big fight or an argument. And I think I was in about third grade when it happened. And I just remember it disturbed me so much. It really, it disturbed me to my core. It bothered me, right? Because this is my mom, and this guy is, you know, disrespecting and being aggressive towards her. And I can remember in that moment when I saw that, I had already made up my mind about him. I knew he was the enemy. I knew he was someone not to be trusted. I knew my mom should not deal with him. And, you know, I tried to stand up for her, and she kind of got between us. But even then, I already knew. And as it would turn out, I was exactly correct. You know, throughout the duration of their relationship and all the ups and downs and craziness, he never changed for the better. Right. It was just this constant up and down, ebb and flow of peace into chaos and negativity. And it was like that until the very end. And I think seeing that really had an effect on me. It made me not want to end up like my mom, or anyone like her, anyone that would stay in a toxic relationship that would never really change for the better. And one thing that I know about life is that people are who they are, right? And what I mean is, it's not to say that people can't change or that people don't change for the better, right? I've changed. But the thing is, like, it's taken me years to change for the better. It takes a long time to change. And I think that's one of the main reasons why you have to really cut toxic people off early. Because for someone to do something significantly wrong to you, that's coming from somewhere deep within themselves and their character, right? And you can apologize and shit all you want, but it takes a lot more to actually change whatever is going on inside of you that caused you to commit those harms or hurts other people. You know, people are just who they are. And you got to ask yourself, you know, do you have the time? Do you have the 4 and 5 and 6, 7, 8 years to invest in somebody waiting for them to change for the better, and not even knowing if they really are? And just hate to say it, but oftentimes in my life, I've just noticed people tend to be who they are and change very little throughout the years. And I think another reason why I tend to be so merciless when it comes to cutting people off, because some people might even think I'm too quick to cut people off at times. It's something that I've done throughout my life, right? With you know, I've never been in a relationship, but with friends and family, like, it's happened definitely on more than a few occasions where I've just straight up cut people off for good. And one of the reasons why that I'm so merciless about it is because I just feel like there's no excuse. There's no excuse to hurt people. To me, it's way too easy not to hurt people. It's way too easy to respect people. You know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I know that I've never gone to the extremes that I've seen, like what other people do in their relationship, right? Like, for example, I got a friend, his girl one time, like, came and dumped all his clothes in the street or some shit like that. Like, just absolute crazy foolishness, right? And then people tolerate that kind of behavior, right? They stay in these kind of relationships. And I can't understand it, because I've never done something like that. I've never just gone to those limbs. And I think one thing that has to be understood, though, is that obviously no relationship is perfect. You know, like, I'm not saying this like you should expect perfection from the people that you deal with, whether it's lovers or friends, but at the same time, you got to have boundaries. Like, there has to be a line that can't be crossed. Because I'm sure, like, with some of my friends, we've had arguments, we've had disagreements and things like that. But, you know, that can be normal. But it's a difference when it goes past a certain point. You know, like, just for example, you might be a woman, right? And one of your boundaries could be like, I don't care if a man ever hits me, I'm breaking up with him. That's it. Like, I don't care how many kids we got. I don't care if we're married. If a man ever puts his hands on me, I'm leaving him. Or you could be a man and say, if a woman ever cheats on me, I'm leaving her. So you got to know who you are, and you got to know what your personal boundaries are. So you know the difference between, okay, this is just the normal part of a relationship where people sometimes don't get along, versus this person is actually trouble and is going to make my life worse than what it already is. And to me, I think one of the best ways to identify somebody that's really toxic, somebody that you really shouldn't deal with, is when they do things with the intent to harm. To me, that's the most telling thing. When they do something where they're intentionally trying to harm you, whether it's physical, whether it's verbal, you know, sometimes like just imagine saying the most nasty, like the most verbally abusive thing that you can, like, and really, like, I want to take this person down a notch. I want to hurt your feelings, right? That's somebody that's toxic, or somebody that is blatantly disrespectful to you, right? They know you don't want someone or them to do this, and they do it anyway. That's blatant disrespect. You know, it's like, I have a very good friend, and we haven't always gotten along. We've had disagreements and battles and shit like that. But one thing I can honestly say about the two of us is that I can't ever think of a time where we ever did anything with the intent to harm each other, right? We kind of just had the normal battles of just guy friends, right? The boys being boys. But I can't ever imagine or think of a time where I woke up and say, you know what, let me hurt him. I played pranks and shit like that, but never like, let me really hurt this person, right? And sometimes it's not even done with intent either, though. This is also important, because some people just lack emotional self-control, but these people can be equally, if not more, dangerous and should still be avoided, because lack of self-control is really just not an excuse. Part of being an adult is developing that self-control so that you don't hurt people. But you know, I think one of the clearest examples of how extreme I am with this has to do with one of my nieces, right? So I have two nieces that are from my sister, right? And I have an older niece, she's a teenager now, and I have a younger niece who's like a toddler, like 4 or 5. I don't deal with the younger niece at all. I don't talk to her. I don't look at her. I don't acknowledge her. I cut her off because I identified her as toxic. And you might be thinking, well, Chad, how could you? Hold up now. Hold up now. And you know, I think what's funny about this situation is that it sort of mirrors the situation when I was a kid, and how I was able to correctly identify my step nigga as a toxic person not to be dealt with. And now I'm an adult looking at a child who is a toxic person not to be dealt with, which again might sound kind of crazy, but it's absolutely true. And so basically, you know how it is in the Black community, you have a lot of broken homes, and kids raised by single mothers tend to have behavioral issues, to say the least. And my younger niece, I don't know what it is, but her behavior problems are just so much more extreme than what my other nieces were. And I always tried my best to get along with her because I really wanted to establish a similar kind of relationship with her that I have with my older niece. But she's just on a different level in terms of the toxic corruption of her being. I don't know what it is. And she would just continually like disrespect me and disrespect me. And I remember one time I pulled her to the side because I had to, you know, I'm gonna let you know. I pulled her to the side and I told her, I said, hey, I'm trying to be your friend, but if we're gonna have a good relationship, I need you to respect me. You gotta stop all this nonsense you're doing. And then, you know, she act like she was gonna go along with it, that she understood and all that shit. So I'm like, cool. And so, you know, day goes about normally and we're playing and whatnot. And then I remember we were in my room and I specifically told her, don't touch my studio keyboard. And she was like, okay. And then later on, she ran and walked over my bed with her damn shoes on and started fucking with the keyboard and looked at me like, bitch, I'm fucking with the keyboard. I'm telling you, I know it was, I know she's a child, but I knew in my heart that she was doing it intentionally. It was not, that was not a child forgetting. No, she knew, she went exactly for what I told her not to do and did it, then looked at me like, yeah, nigga, right? But it wasn't even just that, right? As she was leaving my room, I said bye. And then she looked back at me and she said, shut up, boy. And I'll never forget the look in her eye. I remember in that moment, I saw an adult toxic woman. I saw a grown ass toxic woman. And what is the problem with women who are toxic, especially in relationships? They don't have respect for men because nobody has ever really properly dealt with them. Because if you hit them, if you yell at them, if you argue with them, they win because you're playing into the drama and the chaos that they want. They're agents of chaos. And if you do nothing, they win because they get to continue to disrespect and walk all over you. She had no idea what was coming. Right then and there, I made up my mind that I don't care what nobody say, I'm not dealing with this girl anymore. Because I could tell right then and there, she took my kindness for weakness. And that's why she was continuing to disrespect me. And so after that, she would come over and I don't look at her. I don't acknowledge her. I don't talk to her or nothing like that. And she comes knocking on the door. I don't nothing. Right. And I know that my mom and my sister, they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, oh, why he being so petty? And these are the same motherfuckers who get caught up in toxic relationships because they allow people to continually disrespect them. They don't even understand how to deal with toxic people. They don't even know how to deal with a toxic child. And then you guys might be thinking the same thing, but look, this is what happened later on, right? So a few months later, again, remember, I'm not dealing with her or nothing like that. And remember, I'm Mr. Petty, right? One day she comes over, she knocks on the door. I don't say anything. I ignore her as usual. Guess what happened? She kicked the fuck out my door. She said, boom, and then walked away. And right there, I knew I made the right decision. Because see, the thing about a toxic person is that their apologies are not sincere. A toxic person apologizing is just, it's part of the cycle. That's how you get stuck in the cycle. They hurt you. They disrespect you. There's chaos. There's a temporary separation, and then they offer fake apologies to try to get back in your good graces. But see, the thing is, the worst thing you can do to a toxic person is to actually deal with them effectively, which is to cut them off. When you cut a toxic person off and they realize that the apologies aren't working, that's when they go into attack mode out of frustration. They start to realize, I can't get back in their good graces. What can I do? Oh, I want to hurt this person so bad. That's how toxic relationships work. That's why, you know, whenever my friend, whenever we talk about his relationship, I always tell him it's going to get worse before it gets better. The reason why I always tell him that is because when you're dealing with somebody who's toxic, the worst thing you can do is to cut them off and mean it. Because once they realize it, they become so frustrated and they feel like they have to hurt you. Because now they realize I'm never going to get back in position to hurt this person and get them caught up in my bull. Look, again, I don't understand what makes people think this way. I just noticed this is what they do. And it's really like the death throes of a toxic relationship, right? When you are finally serious about not dealing with somebody, and depending on their level of toxicity and evilness, they might become vindictive and try to hurt you. So when my niece kicked my door, that was out of the frustration of realizing, damn, like I can't get to him anymore, right? It's really over. And I hate it. I hate to say it because she is a child, but you are who you are. Unfortunately, what we're seeing with her is like Kid Boo before he grows into Super Boo. That's what she's more than likely going to be, another toxic woman who's going to disrespect and walk all over dumbass niggas that don't know how to deal with girls like that. But she's not going to do that with me. I don't care. And I always say this. I don't care if you're a child. I don't care if you're an adult. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, a friend, family, lover. I don't care. I would cut my mama off and she know that. I would cut my own mama off and she know that. My mom, everybody knows how the fuck I am. I don't play that shit. And the thing is, it's not about being mean. It's not about being nasty. It's a necessary life skill, because you do not want to waste time and energy on toxic people. And the more especially when you're talking about intimate relationships, romantic relationships, because those are even more difficult to navigate because of the way people tend to merge their lifestyles together. You move in with them, you have kids with them, you marry them, you share bank accounts. That's when it's even worse, because when you want to leave, it becomes so much harder. Right. It becomes so much difficult to get out of that situation because you guys have your lives are basically combined, like mixing color paints together or something. Right. It's something I barely would even think about. That's part of the reason why I don't worry about relationships right now, because it's so much easier to cut off toxic people when it's just friends and family and shit like that. But I'm just telling you guys, man, you do not want to waste your time and energy on toxic people. And on top of that, they're dangerous. Toxic people are dangerous. It's better just to get rid of them as early as you can. Endure when they go into attack mode and try to hurt you. And just, right, just keep moving on the best you can. I hope you guys enjoyed that video. And I will see you on the next one. So, ciao now.